Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On today's episode, I want to share with you 5 nuggets to boost your productivity at work and life. I consider this important for a number of reasons. One of them is the fact that your productivity affects how much results you get. It affects your earnings. It also affects the impact you make depending on what is your life work or what you are doing with your life. Please, when I talk about this, I'm not talking about this in light of those who go to work or who are employed or who even employ themselves. I'm also talking about a student, someone who is currently undergoing tutelage, or even you are working for yourself from your house. I want to share with you practical things you can do to boost your productivity, to boost how much results you get and increase your performance. One thing I think you should do is this: make a plan of what you have to do. When you got employed, when you got engaged, wherever you work, there is something that's called job description. That is a detail of what you have to do every day you come to work. When you employed yourself, there are things you have to do to be able to reach your goal and get the result you want. A list of those things constitutes the activities you have to do at your work. If you're a student, you know you have to go for lectures, you have to do assignments, you have to do tests, write exams, do projects and stuff like that. So one of the key things that I think you should do to boost your productivity is this: settle down and make a list of all that you have to do and plan how to go about it. Now, planning involves listing what you have to do, when you have to do it, and if possible, who you should do it with. When you make a plan of what you have to do, let me tell you what happens to you. You get better organized. When you get better organized, your ability to get more done increases. And of course, when you have achieved this, then you have boosted your productivity. Now, please, I'd like you to note something. Do not live your life at random. And if, in case you go to church or you're a Christian and you feel, oh, Holy Spirit will take care of everything, that there's no point in planning, please don't deceive yourself with that. It's not true. Even Paul said, I plan to come to this place. And the story tells us that Jesus Christ planned to go to places. So he sent 2 of his disciples to. So the Holy Spirit doesn't immune you from planning. Planning is a key thing you have to do if you want to get results, achieve your goals, and boost your productivity. Now, another key thing I think you should bear in mind if you have to boost your productivity is that you should maximize your time. Now, you don't have all the time in the world to waste. You don't have all the time in the world to get the results you have to get. If you're currently working, I'm sure you want to get promoted as fast as possible. And if you're working for yourself, I'm sure you want to get more results to increase your revenue, to pay your staff. And if it's even a personal business, you want to get more money than you currently do. Or if it's an NGO, I'm sure you want to reach out to more people with your non-governmental initiatives than you currently do. And you don't have the time to do this. So what you can do on your own is this: settle down and say, after making your plans, begin to make the most of every single time you have to work. If you have allocated 6 hours to work, either by your employer or by yourself because you work for yourself, this is what you have to do. Tell yourself, within this time I have to work, how do I arrange my time? And of course, you must have made a plan of what you have to do and when you have to do them. Ask yourself, how do I use this time so that every minute counts in getting the result I have set out to? How do I ensure that every minute counts in reaching my goal? How do I achieve that every minute counts in making me get more result that I currently get? When you're able to make the most of every single time you have, what is called is maximizing your time. Now, this doesn't come naturally sometimes because our natural human response tells us want to sleep, want to rest, and want to just do nothing. Now, there's something I want to tell you. It takes a lot of effort on your own side to be able to maximize your time. You should be able to stick to the plan you have written. Stick to it totally. You also have to take care of distractions in your life. If you have a plan, you have to do work and your co-worker comes into your office and starts gisting, politely excuse the person. Excuse yourself and get the person to know that it's not gisting time. This is just 9 o'clock in the morning and you don't want to hear about what happened to Chelsea or what happened in her compound or whatever thing like that. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to ensure you remove distractions around you, and as much as you can, avoid procrastination. Yes, it's very important. Do not say, okay, what you can do today, don't do it tomorrow. Sometimes what you can do today and you try to move it to tomorrow, it gets worse. What you can do today and you try to move it to tomorrow, things start spoiling, you start packing things, it gets so much that you get overwhelmed by the volume of work you need to do. Now, another thing you can do to boost your performance at work and life is this: increase your competence. Your competence is the ability to get the work you are doing done. If you're a student, your competence is the ability to read, understand, and remember. If you're a worker, let's assume you are, what kind of work will you do? Okay, if you're a journalist, this what is competence for you. It means your ability to know, you have the nose for news, and you can go around doing the research you have to do for the news, write your story on time, and turn it on before the deadline, so that before production time, your story is ready. Now, one of the things you can do to boost your productivity is to find out, what do I do when I go to work? What are the key things I'm supposed to do when I go to work? And say this, outline what you can do, begin to take lessons, begin to take classes, begin to learn and practice until you get to that point in time where you do this thing at a faster rate with better results. That is what we call efficiency and effectiveness. Now, this is one of what you do. This is one thing that happens. No matter how much you make plan and maximize your time, if you don't increase your capacity to deliver on your job, there's very little you can achieve, especially as regards boosting your productivity. You understand that? So please, as much as you can, continue to learn. I know you were employed as the best when you got employed. I know you started your job having shown that you are really the big guy that can do this, get this job done. But please, do not rest on your past success. As much as you can, continue to improve on your competence, and it goes a long way in making sure you get more results done within a short time. And that key thing I think you should bear in mind in boosting your productivity is to please work at your best state of mind. Yes, no matter how much you have planned, master the art of maximizing your time and you are competent. If you are working at the wrong state of mind, it will affect your performance, it will affect your productivity, it will affect the result you get. And this is why I encourage you to do this. Please, do your best at your best state of mind. Do not work under fear. They told you a lecturer will fail you. Please forget the man for a while and begin to study your course as if there's nobody that's planning to fail you. Somebody is trying to make life miserable for you. Maybe you have an employee that is very stubborn. Don't focus on the person. Focus on your job. Learn how to deal with the person. And if you have a boss that is stubborn also, please don't allow such things to put fear in you. Don't let it depress you. This is a very simple thing you do. Just try and train your mind. I say try and train your mind because I'm not saying it's easy. Of course, I just have 10 minutes on this podcast, so I can't start explaining all of those, but maybe with time I get to talk about it. What I'm saying is do your best to ensure that even the emotional distraction, maybe somebody jittered you or from your family there's a problem, do your best to ensure that when you come to work, those things don't overwhelm you to the point where you don't work at your best state of mind. If you work and you are depressed, your productivity is obviously reduced. If you are working and you are not working with happiness, there's no joy in your heart and all that, it affects the amount of results you can get per time. So please, as much as possible, work at the best state of mind. Then the last thing I think you should do also to boost your productivity is collaborate as much as possible. Yes, this is very important. They say no man is an island. That's a popular saying. Then this other thing also we read from the Bible is that two are better than one. Yes, and that's a matter of fact. Two are better than one. Now, what you can do is this. Find out the people you can work with, whatever work you have to do. If you have to work with teams, please form that team and make sure that if you have to work with a team, form a team and get every member of the team to work at their best. Yes. Sometimes also you can't, there are some things you just can't do for yourself. You have to outsource it. If you are working for yourself, you can't do all the things. Already you have a lot of work if you're a sole proprietor or you're an entrepreneur that don't have a lot of employees. You have a lot to do on your own. So please, as much as you can, please outsource some of the work you have to do so you focus on the key things you can do. Outsourcing, forming a team, and delegating, yes. These are three things I think if you can do them, it will help you collaborate with others for more effectiveness. I'd like to tell you something about collaborating with people. Collaborating with people help you get more results at a shorter time without draining you of all your energies. I'd like to recap what I've said so far on this podcast. Your productivity in life determines your earning, it determines your impact, it determines how fast you make progress in your career and your work. Please put in your best to ensure you work on this thing to boost it per time. No matter how best you have got to, do not rest there. Continue to work until you get better at it. And please, I have told you that you should plan your activities, maximize your time, increase your competence, collaborate with others, and work at the best state of your mind. These are things, if you can do them well, I'm sure you would, to a great extent, boost your productivity. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.